I thank the distinguished delegate of Canada. Colleagues, those are all the states that I had that wish to engage this morning, reflecting on the previous sessions of the IGWG. The list has been exhausted, which for me is a very good thing because it gets us into the program for tomorrow. We are now going to go on and do what we're going to do tomorrow, discussion of the way forward. But let me sum up what I'm hearing you to be saying. You're agreed on the importance of prevention and protection, one. As the mandates given to the Human Rights Council in its founding mandate. There is agreement that we need to have regulation to ensure certainty for the private sector and actors, but also for human rights defenders, where remedies are required as well as victims. So this is the starting point. All of you, I think, would be proceeding forward if there's no difficulty in proceeding forward. So that we proceed immediately to the drafting of conclusions. If we need to take the 2 days that we have that's remaining, I'm happy for us to be able to do that. We've done a schedule of the recurrent recommendations that have been accumulating over the past 6 sessions. And you asked me also to prepare something for you that is nameless as the basis for you to be able to continue working. And here's where, as you go forward, you try to step into each other's shoes to hear each other so that you can assure each other and you're not talking across a purpose. There are questions that you'll probably have to ask yourselves. How does it work multilaterally? Do states opt out of multilateralism to go outside, or are we better off in bringing things that are happening outside into the multilateral fora so that we have a good, solid basis? I'm asking this because of suggestions that were made in the statements of delegations. My understanding is that for smaller states, we do better with the security of a multilateral forum. What is the difficulty in bringing systems that are outside into to enrich a multilateral basis? There's something that sounded quite awkward for me. We need to prevent, we need to protect, but we can't do it as the UN. We must join external entities. I'm not pronouncing one way or the other, but I'm trying to identify an area of work that you might have to bridge. I have not heard any of you make a statement such as, or a statement that would imply that inherently the private sector is averse to this, because that would mean that the private sector has no moral impulse. It has a moral impulse. Not all of it is doing wrong things. But I dare say that all of it would like to have some kind of certainty. So in the way in which we work, we must not impute to the private sector a character that it doesn't have. Some may behave in ways that are troubling, but to approach it as if the private sector is not inclined or is averse to anything that speaks to some kind of morality, that would not be a characterization of the private sector that would be accurate if implied by the Council, or a structure of the council in answering the question. I had said, let's do the work, see what it is that we gather in terms of recommendations, and then step back and say, what do we call this? What are we going to call it? We are tasked to work, consider the possibility of elaborating an international regulatory framework. This is what we're working on. An international regulatory framework for the regulation. I don't want to wake New York up by having definitively in a report of the council, we don't think it is desirable and or feasible to have a legally binding instrument. Knowing how New York operates, they will wake up and say, actually it is. Not only is it, we will just generate a resolution instructing that negotiations begin immediately. And the numbers trump us in New York. That's why I've said, let's gather the work and then package it and say, what is it that we have here? How must it be put together to ensure that it actually is a working mechanism for human rights defenders, for the private sector itself, for humanity, the weak, but also provide certainty for the private sector. So colleagues, my assessment is that we've cleared day one to ensure that we quickly get into the work that we'd have been doing on discussing the way forward. Is that agreeable, or are there any there is a flag at the back. I cannot, it's an NGO. Please, colleague, welcome. The floor is open.